This is Tom Bowerly for my friends Denny and Karen Johnson and WeatherTight Windows. So you're thinking about home improvements like new energy-efficient windows, perhaps great new siding, or maybe that patio room. Well, Denny and Karen have a friend. His name is Jeff Ondash, and he is the WeatherTight Windows manufacturer's rep. Jeff, what are you doing in town?
The reason I'm here is because Denny Johnson at WeatherTight has been giving us such a great volume of business. We're able now to pass on a rebate directly to the customers. For every window that they purchase right now from WeatherTight Windows, they'll get a $100 rebate. Plus, if the customer needs siding, we're going to be able to offer a $500 discount off any siding job and a $500 discount off any patio room that they might want.
So remember, when it comes to great replacement windows, a great job on siding to change the appearance of your house, or a terrific patio room, do it the right way. Call WeatherTight. 662-2622. 662-2622. WeatherTight.
If piles of bills have got you pacing the floor instead of sleeping at night, you're not alone. Far too many people have gotten in over their heads with nowhere to turn. But now there is a place to get real help. Help that can reduce your debts by as much as 70% or more. Help to improve your future credit, avoid bankruptcy, and put debt behind you. At the law offices of Andrew Kaposia, we guarantee to reduce your debt or our service is free. Thousands of our clients are saving thousands of dollars each with much better results than either credit counseling or bankruptcy. We can help you too. For a confidential consultation with absolutely no cost or obligation, call the law offices of Andrew Kaposia. We're conveniently located at University Corporate Center in Amherst. Call right now. Yes, right now. Operators are standing by around the clock. Call us at 879-0797. That's 879-0797. You're not alone anymore.
Birthday, Mother's Day, new baby on the way. Are you tired of giving the same old gifts? Are you stumped for a gift that really stands out? Whatever the occasion, send a Beargram from the Vermont Teddy Bear Company. A Beargram includes just the right bear, a personalized card, and a free candy treat, all shipped in a beautiful box. Whether it's a birthday gift or a get-well present, a gift for mom, or a present for a new mom, a Beargram is a creative change of pace from flowers and will be a friend forever. And all Vermont teddy bears are handmade in Vermont and guaranteed for life. And best of all, ordering is quick, easy, and fun. Just call 1-800-829-BEAR and a bear counselor will help you choose just the right bear and ship it so it's guaranteed to arrive on time. They even offer overnight delivery. Call 1-800-829-BEAR. That's 1-800-829-BEAR or order from their website at www.vtbear.com. The Vermont Teddy Bear Company, delivering the perfect gift for every occasion.
No money down. First payment January 1999. WGR 55.
Well, just put your mind to it and think for a moment of all those people so deserving of inclusion, possibly even surpassing for being deserving. Your genial co-communicator here, definitely surpassing. I think of now someone phoned in, Pat Fagan. If you remember Pat, my gosh, very big on television for a long time. Co-owner of McDowell's while it stood on Delaware. And he did enter into partnership to own part of McDowell's, I remember, after his broadcasting career. Where is Pat Fagan tonight? I've no idea. Another one eminently deserving of inclusion in the Hall of Fame. I met him tonight. Hadn't seen him in a long time. Jim Fagan. The well-known news voice, one of the better-known news voices. He's certainly deserving of inclusion in the Buffalo Pioneers Hall of Fame. Possibly next year. Jim Fagan. Certainly Daphne Dan Nevereth. Maybe you can think of one. 886-6450. And B, have you thought of one? Have you got any idea who really ought to be included amongst those who have broadcast, who have gone to the, joined the great majority or are presently alive?
You just mentioned Pat Fagan. I remember him.
You do, don't you?
Oh, yes. And Bob Glacey, I remember him with his poems.
Bob Glacey with his poetry and his piano play.
Yes, I couldn't think of his name, but John Lascelles, I can't forget. I remember him implicitly.
They called him Old Bones because
yes.
He had that cadaverous look about him somehow.
Yes, yes.
He looked just
voice.
A tad cadaverous.
But he had a wonderful voice, didn't he?
Yes, he certainly. Oh, he did.
His voice did not match his, his face.
Yeah. No, that's right. He had a unique and unusual, almost...
He was all bones. He was all bones.
His face always reminded me as to its narrowness, the highness of cheekbones and the rest.
Right.
And its narrowness and its, I don't want to say, it's thinness of proportion.
You described him perfectly because that's the way I see him.
It always reminded me of Abraham Lincoln.
Picture.
That's true.
And the names I heard tonight, Jack Eno and Ed Little, names
sure.
You forgot.
Jack Eno, exactly.
What about Clint Brumman? Did they ever enter him?
He was last year. Clint
Brumman
was last year. I remember he was terribly ill and couldn't attend last year.
Oh.
And, of course, in the time since he has passed on, he's gone to his reward as Clint.
Well, I thought you were right. Maybe Danny Nervous, have him enter some.
He certainly is deserving. Danny Nervous, he's got to
get he's been around
in that Hall of Fame.
He hasn't been in, has he, Jen?
No, not yet.
He's been around forever.
Oh, he really has. We established something anyway tonight. When you see that pair of trousers dancing on the desktop in the Danny Moves Your Fanny commercial, that's a double. That's not Danny.
Yes.
He's,
I know.
Not that he couldn't do it. I suppose he might be able to dance up a storm, but that's not he. It is he on the commercial when he's showing full face.
Yeah, right.
But when they show him from the waist down, that's someone else again.
Those legs move?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They really do, sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's very loose-legged, I'll tell you.
Very loose. Well, certainly not loose otherwise. He has been married to the same woman, Marie, for almost indefinitely, indefinite period of time.
Yeah, he's not a young chick anymore, but he never seems to grow old.
I remember when he brought Danny Jr., in swaddling clothes, as twere, to the station, the station house that we then had on North Elmwood Avenue, WGR. He was with the station at the time, and Danny Nevereth Jr. was just a little tiny creature in newborn.
My heaven!
In baby clothes, I held him.
Oh, you did!
I held Danny Nevereth Jr.
Oh my goodness!
And yes, I don't think I've ever told him. This would embarrass him.
Oh,
it would embarrass him, of course.
Oh.
But. No, that's true. So that's how far back I remember.
Oh, my goodness.
Daphne Dan Nerveth.
And, Jan, you have a wonderful voice for
being
on the radio.
I mean,
there are voices. Everybody can't talk on the radio. I mean, it's irritating, but your voice is soothing. And like Jan LaSalle and all of them, they have radio voices or just good voices for anywhere.
Oh, Jan LaSalle is perfectly grand. Fellow, listen, I'm glad we heard from you,
Beat. Could I ask you one question?
Any question at
all? Is there a Hall of Fame in Buffalo to enter the name?
In other words, can you enter a name?
No, I mean, like in Cleveland, they have the disc jockeys.
Oh, the disc jockey hall.
Their names are entered in something, I don't know, on a plaque, a board, a wall, or whatever.
Now, what kind of Hall of Fame do you mean? This is the broadcast Hall of Fame, radio and television.
Do they have a place in City Hall where your name will go up or something?
No. They are planning some kind of exhibit room.
Well, that's what I mean, something like that.
Yeah, I don't know exactly where it is either. But I'll try and find out the answer to that question.
Somebody a long time ago
for that jockey
said, why don't they have a Hall of Fame in Buffalo? And I thought, that's a good question.
B, you don't know the unknown voice, do you?
No, I don't. I never will.
Okay.
Well, Jan, I'm very happy for you.
Thank you. Keep in touch, B.
Okay, I will.
We'll talk again, as we've done for the past 40 years with B in Cheektowaga. Well, I'll be. No, actually, I should know the answer to that question. Somewhere there is space. Either contemplated or already created for a Hall of Fame. I don't know the answer to that. Anybody who may be of the Buffalo Pioneers who's able to answer that question, I'd appreciate hearing from you tonight. Now, immediate moment. What we have is a chance of showers and thunderstorms toward daybreak. And then during the day on Wednesday, breezy with scattered morning showers and thunderstorms. Oh, charming. Then sunny periods and a high about 77. Then Thursday, look for partly sunny, breezy, and cooler with a high 65. Okay. Cooler with a high only of 65. I want it up there. Not too high, mind you, just right. But 65, could be warmer. Mary in Niagara Falls, are you there?
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mary. We've got you on at last. Oh,
congratulations.
Thank you so much, Mary. Great to have you phone in and try for the voice. You want to try for the voice?
Oh, yes. I don't have the slightest idea who that is.
No.
You know,
I've even forgotten. It's been on so long, I forgot.
I've been thinking along every once in a while. You bring up people that have been on the air.
Yeah.
Previously.
Sure.
And nobody ever mentions Jim Corbett.
Jim Corbett? Weren't there brothers, Corbett brothers?
I don't know, but...
But this was Jim Corbett.
Wasn't his name Jim?
What? Yeah, sure, there was a Jim Corbett.
He,
W-B-E-N.
When, tonight, Buffalo Bob mentioned doing that show from the Hanger's Tea Room.
Yes, sure.
Well, didn't Corbett do that later on for a long, long time?
He may, you're talking about John Corbett.
John Corbett.
John Corbett, oh... I think of Jim Tranter. I'm sorry, Jim Tranter, John Corbett.
John Corbett.
There's one who belongs in the Broadcast Hall of Pioneers, if ever there was one.
Whatever happened to him?
Well, he had, he lived in Florida, the last I heard. Plus, he also had some kind of, curious thing, summertime residence in western New York in either Cattaraugus or Chautauqua County, and, that's the last I heard of John Corbett. My gosh, that is curious. I
always remembered him because
he's
was
an excellent
so extremely
choice.
Good looking.
Oh, sure, he's
he
an
was
excellent.
A very handsome man.
Well, they even talked about running him for mayor of Buffalo at one time.
Oh, is that right?
They really did. They when he retired from the television, they talked about running John Corbett for mayor.
Wow,
Buffalo.
Now, you just mentioned about Danny Nevers being at GR.
Yes, sure.
My first. Time I ever heard John Corbett was I was living in Kenmore and we didn't have a TV, so I would listen to the radio. And I would listen to the music on KB.
Oh, yes.
And he would do the early segment, and Sandy Beach would start the afternoon segment, and then there was somebody else who did the early evening.
Yeah.
And that was in the early 60s.
Early 60s. Well, now, you're not saying...
Or wait a minute. Late 50s, early 60s.
You're not talking John Corbett again.
No. Danny Nevers.
Danny Nevers. Oh, Danny Nevers, sure.
Yeah. Now, was he with GR before that?
Danny Nevers, WGR, in the 60s. I would have to place him in the 60s, early 60s, I should think. And we said what happened to him tonight. He gave out the wrong message about school. The following day was a holiday. He said there would be school. And the roof fell in on him. I thought it was the other way around. I thought there was
that.
No holiday, and he said there would not be school.
I heard that. But what I'm trying to figure out is, was he with GR before that, with KB there, with when he was there with Sandy Beach? I think Tommy Shannon was there at the same time.
Yeah, there was Jack Armstrong at night. Do you remember Jack Armstrong?
I remember that, but I don't remember him being... And the radio then.
Yeah, he had a funny machine gun delivery. Jack Armstrong, I remember. He was good, and there were others who were stars of their time on the big 1520, WKBW. You should see it now.
I don't remember Sandy Beach being sort of caustic, like...
Sandy had a cutting edge.
I don't remember
that. He was on and had the cutting edge.
I remember that one time that station sponsored Bobby Sherman at some place on the boulevard.
Uh-huh.
And my oldest girls, boy, they just nagged me to take them there. And Danny and Sandy were both there
in
their Hawaiian shirts.
Oh, yes.
And then that was after that. I didn't listen to the radio too much for a while until I started listening to you.
Did you, in fact? Yeah.
At KB.
Sandy certainly was not wearing his Hawaiian shirt and boots tonight. Maybe the boots, but he had a beautiful suit on that he said he'd purchased for the occasion, and I was really flattered. He looked dressed to the nines, even the tens.
He used to be very casual, I know.
Very casual, that's true.
Yeah, I know.
Strictly a shirt-tail-out kind of guy.
So Corbett just sort of retired from the airwaves.
Yeah, I have no idea where John Corbett is today. If anybody knows, by all means, let us hear. Mary, very good to have you come on and reminisce.
Yes, and again, congratulations,
Thank
John.
You so much, Mary. Thank
good
you.
Night.
Okay. That's Mary on the air, and help yourself to some airtime. We pause but briefly for this, and there'll be room for you. Your listenership, 886-6450, a parting shot tonight if you want. Let's hear from you on the air on WGR News Radio 55.
Dude, did you see Randy's latest catch?
Did I ever? Where does he find all these great girls?
Uncle Sam's in Delta Bingo.
Are you kidding? My grandmother plays bingo.
Yeah, but everybody plays bingo at Uncle Sam's in Delta Bingo. You could win up to $5,500 12 times a day and up to an additional $3,300 every session. Plus, you can play in U.S. funds and win U.S. funds right on the spot.
Wow, tell me more.
Uncle Sam's and Delta Bingo have a clean, attractive, Vegas-style atmosphere with separate smoking and non-smoking sections. A roll of quarters can last a couple of hours, not just a couple of minutes. And you can play 7 days a week. Just cross the Peace Bridge and head up Garrison Road to Uncle Sam's and Delta Bingo. Games begin as early as 10:15 and end after midnight. So get real. Get bingo. Uncle Sam's and Delta Bingo. The best bingo there is. License number M001902.
Great smile, great shape, great appearance, great confidence. The dentist at the Aesthetic Associates Center can improve and restore new beauty to teeth which are stained, chipped, cracked, crooked, or widely separated just by using porcelain laminate veneers, bonding, crown and bridge work, and bleaching. All are safe and effective avenues to a great smile. The Aesthetic Associates Center in Amherst is located at 2500 Kensington Avenue at Thruway Exit 50 and Youngman Exit 7A. For information on plastic surgery and dentistry, brochures and appointments, phone 839-1700 or dial 1-800-GR8-LOOK. The Aesthetic Associates Center is in the Bell Atlantic Yellow Pages.
One great book is worth a thousand words. Aesthetic Associates Center.
This is Tom Bowerly. Finding a home care provider you can trust to provide quality service can be a challenge. When you need home health care services, choose American Home Patient. They provide high-quality home care with their personal, caring service. American Home Patient will work with you to ensure that you receive not only the best care available in the comfort of your own home, but that you're treated just like members of their own families. Whether it's oxygen or any respiratory needs, infusion therapy, home medical equipment or supplies such as walking aids, wheelchairs, beds, ostomy and diabetic supplies and more, their caring professionals are ready to serve you with free delivery 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with the individual attention you deserve. American Home Patient is big enough to serve you, yet small enough to care. Continue your lifestyle without interruption. Maintain control of your own life. Call American Home Patient today with three locations to serve you. 1-800-332-0666. 1-800-332-0666. American Home Patient.
Stimulating talk radio. WGR News Radio 55.
Very well. Hope you might be stimulated to call and share a thought or two with us as we wend our way to one and then fun with a guy who certainly ought to be in the... Somebody reminded me off the air. Ought to be in the Broadcast Pioneers Hall of Fame in Buffalo is Joey Pinto.
Who?
No, Joey Reynolds. Joey Reynolds ought to be in it, I must say. He, who has surpassed all, I think, in gaining a national reputation. Well, there's Buffalo Bob Smith, of course. But Joey Reynolds has gone on to great fame nationwide and now has, of course, the syndicated program that is broadcast, picked up here. Well, I hope nothing happened. He's not on Galaxy 4. Joey Reynolds doesn't come through on Galaxy 4. I pray. Apparently it interfered with the Road Gang on WWKV tonight. They were knocked for a loop. I don't know what they did, but I think they invited Kevin to come in and sing all night. I don't know what it was that they wanted to fill with, but you may not have the Road Gang on WWKV as you're accustomed to hearing it. Syndicated satellite broadcast. You put up the stick and follow the bird is what you do. Have you heard Dick in Tonawanda sing us a little something? Dick, are you there?
Yeah, hi, John.
Hi, Dick. We've got you on the air at last. Yes, Dick.
Thanks. Congratulations to you, and it's great, and I'm glad Eddie Joel made it also.
Joseph. Joseph, yes. Oh, I should hope so. Yeah, exactly. Eddie Joseph, anyone you would recommend as having been overlooked?
there's Billy Keaton. But
oh, yes. Well, they do deceased people as
I
well,
know,
posthumously.
He's gone, but he was, you know, been an old-time radio in Buffalo for a long time.
Well, I guess Reggie's gone, too, isn't she?
I don't know.
I think so. I think Reggie is gone.
Probably is.
I think she is. That's true.
The only other ones is Bill Mazur.
Bill Mazur. Boy, there's one who deserves a position in the Hall of Fame, if ever.
Sure. I heard him giving the Bison broadcast.
Mazur?
WGR back in the 40s.
Oh, really?
The late 40s.
Yeah. I've just had word flashed to me that Joey Reynolds already is in the Buffalo Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
So. Joey Reynolds?
Joey Reynolds, so he's assured.
Good.
Of
good.
Permanent recognition in that regard. Gee, that's awfully... Yeah. Now, I'm sorry, I stepped on your line. Who was it you were recommending at the...
Bill Mazur.
Bill Mazur.
Then, of course, there's... Because I've heard him... he gave the sports, you know, a long time on WGR.
Yeah.
Then there's... I don't know about Foster Brooks.
Foster Brooks? Yeah. Oh, he was last year. No, Foster Brooks, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was in last year's crop, along with Joey Reynolds, evidently.
Okay, well, then that's about all I can recommend.
Well, that's very good. Are you... you're a radio listener who goes way back, I guess.
Well, not too... back to the 40s.
40s. Okay, well, that's a way back, if you're considering...
I think Bill used to give the baseball off a ticker.
Yes.
Type of ticker tape, and you could hear the ticker in the background, and Bill would give the... color, and I don't know how he ever did that, because I'm sure
he didn't
get that much information.
He wore contact lenses. I sat opposite him, and I would read the little, apparently one line of prepared introduction to Bill. One night he sat down, and one of the contact lenses fell on the table, and he couldn't go on, he kept pointing to me to say something more. I only had this one line of introduction, so I had to do a whole monologue on the greatness of Bill Mazur. Stand by for him while he was groping in front of him on the floor and the table for this that he finally found. It wasn't quite so long as I would give you to understand, but I thought it was endless, and I had to do a monologue on Bill Mazur, on his greatness.
Well,
and we'd actually turn it over to him. He'd do a monologue on his greatness for as long as you wanted. Bill was that kind of guy.
Well, I'm sure you did a good job.
Yeah, no, he was fun. I knew him in a social way. We socialized on a couple of occasions anyway, and he was fun.
He had
one problem. He had impediment of the reach when it came to the check.
Uh-huh.
Impediment of the reach, you might call, and he was never one to... He held on to the first buck he ever made. I'm pretty sure that's true of Bill. Oh, boy.
Is he still on, or...
Well, now, I tell you, Gary Deeb, who knows these things,
sure.
Fellow with a national reputation as a columnist and critic, said that Bill is 80 years old. Can you believe Bill and me? I can't believe that. 80 years old, I can't believe it. And he lives now in retirement. He's retired.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Well, I don't know. There's something mysterious in the newspaper about his having been euchred out of a position because he ran afoul of some executive. But he did radio and television, and he broadcast the Knickerbockers games, didn't he? Basketball team.
No, he did sports in New York City.
Yeah, yeah. I think he was play-by-play for the Knicks, and also had his own quiz program of sorts. But listen, I'll tell him you called, and I'm glad we heard from you, Dick, in Tonawanda. Nice to have you take the time.
It's been a pleasure.
Oh, swell. Keep in touch.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, sir.
Okay.
There we are.
Bye.
Incidentally, Ed Little wanted me to be sure to correct the record. I thought the name was familiar, but it rang a bell. He told the story of the guy who, when WKBW and WGR were wed in one studio, came in and pressed the wrong button and said, "You're listening to give the station ID. You're listening to..." No, he said, "This is W..." How did he say it? You had to be there. This is WGR. On the other end of your dial, you will find it. And proceeded to give the WKBW correct station ID. Well, it was crucial in those days. You had to be there, I suppose. But in any case, it was not Martin Bormann, who was Hitler's henchman. It was Martin Tobin. Martin Bormann. I wonder whatever happened to Martin Bormann. He's not scheduled for anybody's Hall of Fame, I'll tell you that. We're coming up on departure time, let me say, and I must do it rather rapidly. It has, especially tonight, I can say to one and all who were there, this is John Otto, and...
It's very nice to work with you guys.
It has been over the years, and come tonight, I'll be with you.
Listen to what Michael Jordan, America's King of the Court, has to say about AMF Bowling's spring 50% off sale.
This is cool.
Sounds like bowling's right up your alley, Michael.
My family and I have always enjoyed bowling.
And now during the entire month of May, you can have all the fun for half the price at any AMF Bowling Center.
AMF's got it right.
So if you haven't been to an AMF Bowling Center in a while, check it out.
It's fun.
There's plenty of fun for the whole family with great food, games, and lots of action. And for you night owls, there's extreme or boogie bowling to keep the party going strong.
It's exciting.
AMF Spring 50% off sale on Open Play Bowling, now through May 31st. Call 1-800-BOWL-AMF for the AMF Bowling Center nearest you. And take a tip from Michael Jordan and the gang.
AMF.
Always means fun!
Visit or call your local AMF Bowling Center today, including Airport Lanes in Cheektowaga, Alley Grant Lanes in Lockport, Beverly Lanes in Niagara Falls, and Lancaster Lanes in Depew. Remember, AMF always means fun. You already know that Frontier Cellular is a leader in the field of cellular communications. So if you're looking for an experienced Frontier Cellular dealer, check out Amherst Electronics, a Frontier Cellular authorized dealer. Amherst Electronics has been in business for over 50 years, and they are one of Frontier Cellular's original dealers. That means Amherst Electronics has experience and can customize a cellular plan to fit your lifestyle, whether it's the Dime, Freedom 29 or Dime Plus plan, and whether you're looking for Frontier Cellular digital or analog service. And while Amherst Electronics is a specialist in communications, they also offer a lot more, like car stereo systems and alarm systems to protect your vehicle when you can't. Pagers for people on the go, cellular phones for people always on the move, and so much more. Find it all at Amherst Electronics at the corner of Sheridan and Bailey in Amherst, or their new store, Amcom, at 5333 Transit Road at Maple and Transit. Next to Burger King, across from the Kmart Plaza. Sex! There. Now that we have your attention, here's another special announcement brought to you by The Battery Post. In case you've never heard of them, The Battery Post is not a bar. The Battery Post sells batteries, all kinds of batteries, large and small. In fact, The Battery Post has been serving Western New York since 1977, selling batteries for cars, trucks, RVs, commercial equipment, motorcycles, marine, golf carts, and caddy carts. But The Battery Post sells more than just large batteries. They have computer batteries, batteries for power wheels, alarm systems, dog collar batteries, camcorder batteries, and more. For 21 years, their warehouse...